In this week's episode, we are back for our sophomore season. We talk about what we did during our hiatus, we play Truth or Dare, we tease the animal, we confess the last laws we broke, and we discuss the benefits of bejeweling cat buttholes. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into this week's episode, I gotta give some love to our friends over at Audible.com. They are the leading provider of audiobooks for all of you guys, and they love the podcast as much as you guys do, so you're getting a free episode because of them. So thank them by using audiblepodcast.com/besties. You get your first book free if you use that link. Thanks, Audible.
Oh, you're going to let me bring it in.
Oh, I'm going to let you bring
it in. It's a whole new season. I get to bring it in.
Oh, my God. Bring me in.
All those Corey Real cool me. Psycho baby lovers were like, oh, yes, dad's back and he's talking first.
My daddy's back. Daddy's going to be trouble.
We should have come up with a promo image for Psychobabble season 2. Wait. And it would have been like, Psychobabble's back. And it's just our backs. And we're looking over the shoulder.
If you're listening right now, tweet us edits like that. What was it? Celine. Yeah, we already talked about Celine's
back.
Can we
hashtag Psychobabble's back?
Psychobabble's back. Hashtag Psychobabble's back.
With pictures of us.
And then, no, well, anybody's back. Send us pictures of back.
I want pictures of you and I with looking over our shoulders back to back. Spray painted on our back.
Did you eat an apple today?
I did. Swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Did you see? Oh, you saw it when you walked by my car.
No, I didn't. Did you litter near my apartment?
No, it's in my car.
Oh.
So besides, I don't think an apple, like throwing an apple, is littering.
It's combustible.
I think you mean compostable.
Well, it could be combustible under certain pressures. Wait, what's combustible?
You're really falling apart under this certain pressure of a big season 2 comeback.
Oh my God, did you watch season 2 of The Comeback?
I did.
What did you think? I thought it was so much better than season 1.
I laughed, I cried.
Oh my God. Did I cry? I did love the finale. I thought it was a perfect way to end it, and I hope that they don't have a season 3. I thought it was good season 1 and good season 2. They don't need a season 3.
I think they are having a season 3.
It's all downhill. You know what happened to Heroes.
Why did you?
I never watched Heroes.
I loved Heroes.
I saw a billboard for another hero.
Really?
I'd rather watch. If you could get another season of any show, what would it be?
I would want endless seasons.
I would like
of Grey's Anatomy.
A new season of Lost to wrap it up again so they do it better.
Oh, God.
I'd love another season of Bug Juice.
Oh, I loved Bug Juice.
I'd love another season of Undressed
on MTV. This girl that I went to, like, kind of went to high school
Nobody even knows what Bug Juice is. Tell them.
Long story. So, oh my God, Bug Juice was this, like, reality
bug
show
juice,
of these campers.
It's not who you are.
You can't say nobody. Bug We've juice, got some, like...
It's a bug in a jar. Something.
I don't know. This girl that I knew who went to U of M was like, oh my God. In one of my classes, it's so-and-so from Bug Juice.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, but yes.
I was just talking to somebody about, you know, random celebrities that you meet that you didn't even know were celebrities. For example, when we were for the tour, our lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, it was like somebody that I had never
thought
about.
Was? I mean, it was the man from Goonies. Well, first of all, you've never seen Goonies.
I've never seen Goonies, so I don't even know.
You are such an idiot.
Bug juice.
Was, like, freaking the freak out.
Oh.
I was freaking the freak out.
Who was it from Goonies?
It was Chunk.
Are we allowed to say?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Why not?
Well, I met him, and Corey was like flipping his shit.
I shat my onesie.
And I was just saying, thank you for looking over the contracts well.
Thank you for doing a good
job, sir. Thank you for doing
that. Yes, sir.
Anyway. Well, Corey, now that we're back, season 2.
Wait, I still want to know why you were wondering if I ate an apple this
morning.
I was
just wondering.
That's such a weird wonder.
Because I had a sip of my coffee, and they say an apple is like coffee. It's got the,
oh,
the same
and it wakes
me up.
And you knew I had that good energy.
Well, I know that
morning.
You don't drink coffee.
I don't.
What is that?
Well, I just wait.
Why is that?
I don't think I would like the taste. I also am not
it's
a big
nice.
Fan of being addicted
yum,
to
yum,
anything.
Yum. That's
like,
strange,
oh, when people are like, oh, don't even talk to me until I've had my coffee. I'm like, you sound annoying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and they're like, oh, I have a caffeine headache. And then people say, oh, I drink coffee and
well,
it makes me shit.
Okay, that's no, because you are sometimes you're like, I need a Coke. I need a Coke so bad.
I don't ever say I need it. I said, Daddy would like a Coke.
Well, then you've got your problem.
I'm need to Google. Does
I'm mean to Google.
Coffee make you poop? It came
oh
right
my God.
up.
No, so we were having a discussion about this because apparently 30% of
this
people...
This is what I was telling you, so I wanted to look that up to make sure
it
if it was accurate.
Well, Corey's been screaming all around West Hollywood that 30% of people are not affected by this poop situation.
No, I think it's that only 30% are.
Oh, well, I am, as I sip my venti iced coffee.
How long?
Daddy's going to
make. How long until Daddy makes?
Oh, well, I already made this morning.
Oh.
That's... I'm on a schedule where... Listen, I am
wow,
on a schedule
you
where
and Jamie
I
Lee Curtis, the Activia.
Well, I'm not on that Activia.
You're regular.
I would love a Snacktivia. No, I am. Let's do some trivia.
Okay.
No, I'm on a schedule where as
I'll
soon
call
as
my
I
friend
wake
Olivia.
Up. Okay, calm down. Is she in Bolivia?
No.
Place? Shout out to our Bolivian listeners. No. As soon as I wake up, I roll out of bed and I go make.
No.
Within the first minute of being alive.
Wow.
Every morning.
Wow.
Figure that out. Figure it out.
I was going to ask an inappropriate question.
What?
I was going to say, so I guess you never bottom in the morning.
Whoa, Jesus.
Season two got.
Oh my God, who was
real.
I explaining poppers to yesterday?
What?
Oh,
why?
Grace. Because we were shooting a promo. When is this going live?
On the 15th.
Okay, so in 2 days' time, the Streamies are going live.
Yeah.
We're going to do the Streamies. It's on VH1. Me and Grace Helbig are hosting.
A lot could change between now and
who
then.
Who knows? I could have gotten fired by now. but if everything's according to plan, we're still hosting the Streamies. It's on VH1, I think 10, 9 Central, on the 17th. Anyway. Grace and I were shooting promos yesterday, right before the VMAs. So, spoiler, we recorded this episode 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
But they were like, let's do a shot for a commercial where you get out the poppers. And I go, poppers?
Oh, like you pull the string and it
yeah.
goes boom.
And that was the quickest way for me to figure out who in the room was gay because everyone was like, poppers. and Grace goes, what's a popper? Anyway, kids, don't look it up.
Now you got me thinking about jalapeno poppers. Aren't those good? Do you like those?
You know I don't like a jalapeno.
That's so dumb.
I don't like
you.
Anything spicy. Spicy.
Spicy.
But I will order a jalapeno margarita.
Oh.
I won't like it, but I'll order it.
Wow.
Because Mamrie usually gets it.
Yeah,
she,
those are
and
good.
And she is assertive and she orders for two. She doesn't let me make my
a
own
little
decisions.
Do you know she's just truly ordering two drinks for herself.
Yep,
and you
probably,
always
and I just take a yoink.
You take a yoink?
Yeah, have you
hashtag
ever taken a yoink?
Take a yoink.
What was the last thing you stole? Hashtag take a yoink.
I think I stole the hearts of all the listeners.
Oh my God. Corey, for real, real.
I don't think I've...
I think that's my new favorite interview question. What was the last law you broke?
Let me tell you.
Tell me!
So I was at the grocery store.
Oh, my God.
Or the supermarket.
Oh, my God.
And
she was making that supermarket
I had a second
sweep.
Free sample. Does that count as something stealing?
No. Oh, my God. You know what? When I was at the Sam's Club, maybe 10 years ago, I have a bone to pick. This bitch giving out free samples, asking me... Where's your mom? You can't have samples without a parent or guardian. I'm like...
Well, what if you were allergic to something and she
I know what
you?
I'm allergic to. There's no penicillin in a chicken tender.
So,
and if there is, figure it out.
How tender was that chicken?
Well, it's been 10 years, but I remember it being... Well, it was breaded, you know.
Remember the other day when you told me that you think you have a like supernatural experience with food? Like you just enjoy it so much more than
I didn't say supernatural.
Than
I just
normal
said
po-
no.
People.
Listen, I said I feel like my senses are heightened when it comes to food.
Like you just have sensory overload.
I feel like I experience food
every time
to
we're
an elevated degree.
Every time we're
to
eating something together, you're like, "This is the best sandwich I've ever had."
Every bite, I'm like,
"Life changing."
Oh my God,
you're like moaning.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Because I listen. It's the little things in life. And every bite is a little thing to me.
Oh. These little things,
stop
like
it.
The way you try to fit into your jeans.
Oh, my God. One Direction. Let's go back to One Direction.
I don't want
they
to.
They went on hiatus. Give a fuck?
Can we leave them in season one? Get over there.
Get over there.
Scram.
Okay, take a yoink.
Okay, so my yoink is, what did you do during the hiatus?
Oh, my God. Well, I figured out how to spell hiatus. Hiatus.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what did I do? Well, we went to Australia,
uh-huh.
which I keep saying Australia.
Australia.
How do you say the M city in Australia?
Melbourne.
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 How do you say the A city?
Adelaide.
How do you say the
Brisbane?
S city?
Sydney.
Brisbane.
No, Corey, I have some back to school questions.
Oh, ooh.
Because this feels like we're back to school.
Oh, yeah, it's like sophomore year.
We had like a summer break. It's sophomore year.
How do you spell
year.
Sophomore?
Sophomore.
Look at me.
Sophomore. S-O-P-H-O-M-O-R-E.
Yeah.
Sophomore.
I was worried for you.
Sophomore year was my best school picture I've ever had. I looked like a hunk.
Did
I was
you?
A little meaty, but in a good way.
Did you have your braces then?
No. No. And I think I had my hair down.
Wow.
You know,
it was like Playlist Live.
No, VidCon.
VidCon.
Remember
all
when
over
Buck
again.
Was like, "Let's thank God you're wearing your hair back up. Let's act like VidCon never happened."
Right now your headphones giving you a good pullback.
Well, thank God. Anytime I wear my
your
hair down,
center
they,
is
the kids
trying to
call
come
me
back, though.
They call me Pancake Oakley. They say, "You look like you're wearing a pancake beret on your head." I'm like, "Please don't drag me."
That kind of yeah, stop I could it. See that.
Anyway, we're back to school.
Ask me these good back to school questions.
What didn't you do this summer?
Oh, this summer.
Five things you didn't do. Go.
This summer.
Oh my God, it's so
five things I didn't
ten
do.
10 seconds. Go.
I seven, didn't get shot, nine, stabbed, eight, killed, murdered,
seven,
or pinched.
Six. That's one thing. Five.
I didn't.
Four.
I didn't.
Three.
Go to Michigan.
Two.
But I did in one. May. Does that count?
So you are a liar for one of the two things you did.
Well, no.
And you couldn't even list five things.
I think summer starts like June 16th or something dumb. I was in Michigan in May.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about that big moon this weekend? Did you see it?
I saw your tweets and trying to be like, oh, big moon, I think you're so full of yourself.
Oh, my God. Please don't do an interpretive reading of my Twitter.
You're like, a moon, I see you. A moon.
I was being relatable and using the lingo of the children.
Did you show the moon your big old moon?
No, so there I was.
Did you moon the moon?
No. Have you ever mooned a moon?
No.
Oh, my God.
For some reason, I thought about college kids streaking, though, when you just said that.
Have you ever streaked? Stroke?
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you stroked?
Well, you know, like in high school when you played like T or D, truth or dare.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I dare you to streak over to the fence and touch it and run back. But don't step
and you would do that?
But don't step in dog poop.
Oh, my God. Literally my life. No,
yes, I would.
I would always pick truth. I'd
really?
Never pick dare. Never pick dare.
Let's play a truth or dare right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This season is so risky.
More like risque.
Truth or dare?
Truth. I told you I don't pick dare. What are you expecting?
Tell the truth as to why you never pick dare.
Because I don't want to go streak across the lawn and step in dog poop.
Oh.
You know that about me.
I've been dared to step in dog poop before.
I think I stepped in human poop this morning on my run. Not even joking. It was on my second lap of You Know My Loop.
Oh, yeah.
And there I was. Well, the first lap, I saw it, and I knew to stick away. And then the whole second lap, I was thinking, how far into my run was the poop? Because I can't see it anywhere I am. I was like, I totally stepped in it. I know I did.
The next time you do your loop, you should do it frontwards one way, and then when you get there, do it backwards.
I did that once, and I hated it.
Oh, wow.
I really hated it because I love my – I love my loop because it ends with a really high sensory overload area.
Ooh.
So I'm distracted instead of thinking, oh, my God, I hate
yes.
running.
Yes. Wow.
But when I do the other way, then my boring part of my run is the end of it. And I'm kind of like, wow, why isn't my run over yet?
Didn't you think it's kind of like when you see new colors because you're like running backwards and your brain doesn't
no.
have the whole thing
you know
memorized?
What seeing new colors is all about?
Getting glasses for the first
Getting,
time.
You know, cleaning my glasses. So you could only list two things you didn't do this summer. One of them was a lie, so you fucking suck.
Two things I didn't do? What about two things I did do?
I asked you five things. You can't list five things you didn't do. Did you just do it all?
I guess so. How can you think of something you didn't do? I didn't go to the moon. I didn't moon the moon.
There you go.
I didn't pet a cat.
Really?
Yeah, the whole summer.
No, not,
I still haven't met Bean's heart.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. I was looking at her Instagram this morning, Beans.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, girl,
please
I should
don't gender my Beans.
I should meet you. She's a girl.
Has Beans told you that?
Yes.
Or did Mamrie
She's
tell
a
you
bark,
that?
Bark, lick, lick.
Oh, that is pretty funny.
What are five things you didn't do this summer? You have 10 seconds. Ready, go.
I didn't not step in shit. I didn't. Oh, well, I did get. You know what? I got my eyebrows waxed recently. Let me tell you about it. I also, I fucking. I did squat. Never mind. All I
oh, you got one thing. Oh, so now it's so easy,
oh my
breezy,
God. So
beautiful.
Yesterday, I was getting ready for the VMAs, and
You did a squat.
No, I didn't. Well, I did squat yesterday, but no. She goes, ooh, you got some things going on between your eyebrows. The groomer that I was working with.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, okay, okay. And out of nowhere, I just got something attached to my face. And she goes, this is going to hurt. And she rips off my head.
I bet. She ripped off your head?
Yeah.
It gone.
It gone. She gone.
But how much residue was on that little strip?
Oh, I didn't even look. Residue.
Oh. Are you going to get to this sophomore summer quiz yet?
Oh, my God. Who's a unique person you met this summer?
This is the quiz.
Yes.
A unique – I was like – I thought it was like a BuzzFeed like
no.
Friddle my diddle.
No, just some back-to-school discussion
like
topics.
A fun person I met this summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who did I – like somebody you met for the first time that you've never met before. You know what? I just met Shawn Mendes for the first time.
Oh.
And I've been a big fan of him for
did
a while.
You?
And he's so nice. We were going through the metal detector at the VMAs, and a man behind me is shaking me, shaking my shoulders and saying, excuse me, sir. And I'm thinking, oh, great. They found my stuff.
They found your stash.
They found, well, I had.
Your eyebrow stash that they just
no,
waxed
I had,
off.
I had snuck in a pocket full of Starbursts, and I didn't take them out for the metal detector because I thought, fuck it.
I thought you were going to say you snuck in a pocket full of, like, tags
because
you don't take your tags off your jackets and you just return them.
No. and I turn around, it was Shawn Mendes. Anyway. So that's a unique person I met this summer.
I met a lot of unique people.
Then tell me one.
One unique person.
I'm trying to think. Who is...
Did I meet anyone? I met someone. The person I want to say, I can't say. And
who?
And the kids are all going to get, like, mad because I'm like, soon you'll find out.
Who?
I can't tell you. I can mouth it to you, but that's not going to, like, help any of the listeners.
Okay.
You want me to mouth
yeah.
it to you?
Give me that mouth.
mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good. Very interesting. I wonder if they heard me mouth it.
I did.
All right.
I could kind of hear you.
Move to the next question.
You want another back-to-school question?
Yeah, let's get the quench.
One thing you learned this summer.
Oh, dear.
Because I feel like it's important to learn every day.
Yeah, it is.
I don't do it, though.
I learned how to spell hiatus and sophomore.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm here for you.
Did you learn anything?
You know.
Oh, got it. I learned how to take care of that plant in my apartment.
Oh, my God. Corey texts me a picture of a plant he's been having. It's just a stick in a
with
bucket.
One leaf. Guess what? It's got six leaves now.
Wow. So she's been...
I'm a little nervous for us to go to Australia because I'm like...
You need one of those...
I've always wanted one of those.
My grandma had those.
Do they work?
She put them in the pots for her...
I'm like, no one else knows
plants.
What we're talking about because we're just on
those,
the same.
They're like these
those
glass
water
bulbs.
Globes.
They're bulbs.
And you fill it, and it's like supposedly the plant drinks from it when it's thirsty.
Yeah, so it
well, you know, when I
it's
had.
It's like those, it, the, those cat
I was
feeders.
Just going to say, you know, when I had a cat, I had one of those auto feeders, and that's why my cat was so fat.
Oh, what's Kitty?
What was her name? You don't even remember.
Kitty Lickens.
Oh.
When
I rubbed her butt, she gave you Kitty Lickens.
Yeah. When Corey used to have this cat, what was her name?
You called her.
Oh, Lil B.
Yeah.
Lil B.
Pequeño Bay.
I discovered this. Thank you.
You did not discover Kitty
there
Lickens.
There I was.
Yeah. Oh, my
no, no, no.
God.
Yes. No, yes.
Are you being serious?
I was petting Corey's cat, if you will, and touching her butt, not the butthole. Because
you know that cat jewel butthole.
Yes, I was about
cover.
To talk about that.
Yeah.
Corey loves these things. They're these jewels you can buy for your cat to put over its butthole.
You slide it down its tail.
Yeah.
So then when it's walking with its tail up, it's got a little jewel that covers its big jewel, if you know what I mean.
I hate big jewel. Don't call jewel that.
Have you ever?
I can't believe you're size shaming country artist Jewel
She's
by calling her
country
big
artist.
Jewel.
She's folk.
These are my hands.
Have you ever teased an animal? So the answer is
I recently took a psychological test.
Yeah.
And one of the questions was, have you ever teased an animal? And I burst out laughing.
Yeah.
And told Corey about it. And ever since, Corey and I have been asking each other, have you ever teased an animal?
Tyler's like, I had a date last night, and I'm like, did you tease this animal?
Stop it. No, I couldn't tease that animal because it was wearing a jewel over where I would tease it.
Hashtag don't tease my animal.
Now, before you tease any animals, don't do that. instead, give some love to our friends over at Audible. They're our sponsor for today's episode. You know I love Audible.com. They are the leading provider of audiobooks. And if you love podcasts, you will definitely love audiobooks, whether you're driving or on your way to school or the gym or whatever. It's perfect. They have over 180,000 downloadable titles. They're the best way to listen to your favorite books. If you can't open the book itself, you can at least put it in your ears. This week, we are recommending Connor Franta's A Work in Progress. If you haven't read it, it's the greatest book because, honestly, you can listen to Connor speak it to you in your ears. And I feel like there's no better way to listen to a book than if it's actually told to you by the person who wrote those words itself. So go get A Work in Progress by Connor Franta on audiblepodcast.com/besties, or you can get any other book you want. If you've already read that one, you can get any other one. But let us know what you're reading. I want to know what you guys are reading. What did you read this summer? I need some recommendations. Let us know. audiblepodcast.com/besties. Thanks, Audible. Have you ever teased your animal? And by that, I mean taking a comb to your hair.
Ooh.
What? Teasing. You tease your hair?
You tease your 90s bangs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. My hair's never been long enough to do that, I guess.
Have you ever had... did you ever tease your downstairs bangs?
I hate everything about you. Would you rather the hashtag be do tease my animal or don't tease my animal?
What was the last animal you teased?
What if you had a long-haired cat and you teased its fur?
Oh my god, no. Corey had a laser pointer for his little pequeño bay.
Yeah.
We would always, I guess, tease that animal.
See? That's what my question was about that, because I'm like, are you teasing the animal? Like,
when I think of tease the animal, I think of smacking it and calling it stupid.
I think that's abusing the animal.
No. When I got teased in elementary school,
it involved
people were not using a laser pointer to make me run around.
Well, thank God you looked so hunky your sophomore year.
I know.
The teasing probably stopped.
I really need you to see the picture. I looked fucking good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that your Grindr profile picture?
Yeah, me at 15 years old.
And the caption says, hey, big boy.
No, my header is tease my animal. No, every time I think of tease the animal, I think of that Sia song, Free the Animal.
I think that'd be a good band name.
Tease the Animal?
Tease the Animal.
Anyway.
But I'm saying my mom has a dog, and like sometimes you'd knock on the door to make it think that someone's there so it would bark. Is that teasing the animal?
You know what my stepmom had when we were growing up? She was
a lot.
She did have a lot of issues. You know how she was always like, don't drink from juice boxes. Don't eat out of cereal boxes.
Yes.
Don't look at bears in the eye. Don't climb a tree. All these things because you'll die. She also had those things that you would put at the front door where if you touched the front door at all, it started barking.
What?
A box for your front door.
It faked them out?
A burglar alarm thing.
Oh, my God.
And in the middle of the night, at all times, because it was faulty, it would just start... Oh, I hit my microphone. Did you hear it?
No.
It hurt my nail.
Oh, God. You're probably going to bruise. Continue, though. I want to know about this barking box.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
So all hours of the night, the box would bark.
What are you talking about? I hit my nail a lot.
Is this a skit?
No. What were we talking about?
Oh, my God.
My stepmom. What about my stepmom?
Oh, are you... are trying to make me feel crazy?
No. Star crazy? Oh my God. Favorite Chris Crocker video.
Are you trying to tease my animal?
What are you talking about?
You were saying she had that door thing.
Oh, so my stepmom had this thing.
Did you really forget?
I had no clue what you were talking about. So
you made me think that time had stopped and space went away.
Were we just talking about that? So it was kind of a thing where if you knock on the door, it would tease the animal. Is that where I was going with that?
And you said all hours of the night it would go off because it was faulty.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Because we had these bad batteries.
You don't know. My heart is still shocked. I thought, what? Did I lose 5 minutes of my life?
I wish I did. God.
It's so bad. The animal would just get teased.
Oh, okay. Stop. No, it was a fake animal. Tease the human. That fake animal teased the human.
Do you think they could make boxes with different animals?
Yes, a turtle noise.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Remember when Phil was all like, I sound like a fly?
Yeah.
Can I do it? Listen.
It's a little mosquito-y.
Or was it a mosquito or a fly? I guess I hate it.
So get to the next back to the school question.
Back to the school question. Okay. What was one moment you wish you had taken a picture of this summer?
Oh, see, that, I never
like that.
I never take pictures.
Neither do I. Neither.
Like when we went away for 4th of July and I went to that big gay houseboat again in August.
How was the houseboat?
I didn't take any pictures. And everyone's like, Corey, you didn't take any pictures. And I'm like, I'm living my life. I watched sunsets. I would have taken a picture if you could of the stars. We laid out on the top of that boat on that Saturday night or whatever. And you should have, and it was a meteor shower. And there were so many stars, and there were drunk people, so they were arguing over what the Big Dipper was and what the Little Dipper was.
You know what I wish?
And I was like, you don't know my Ursa Major and Minor.
Ursula Major?
Ursa Major and
Ursa
Minor.
I would love a meteor, like a little bit meatier.
A meteor.
Shower. Like a
where
shower
you shower
of
in meat.
Yes.
Like what kind? Like ground,
ground beef, ground turkey?
You
know how your dad's a butcher and he uses this thing where you...
That's not how you grind the meat.
I worked at Arby's. Okay.
You put it in and then you...
Stop it.
I'm being serious.
Like
well, don't tease my animal.
So there I am in the shower and somebody, a big man is above me grinding it and it's coming down at speeds at which I feel...
We could probably make that happen for a YouTube video
for
you.
Well, August 2016.
Baby takes the meat shower.
Clickable title.
I'm not.
Am I in a diaper for it?
Yes.
Are you the meaty man?
I'm the big meaty daddy.
What's your favorite constellation? I will say the one emoji I wish I could use more often because I think it's a pretty one is the telescope.
Wow.
I feel like it's cute and I feel like it's like...
You know, it's sophomore year, girl. It's season two. Use that telescope.
I'm going to start drafting tweets just so that makes sense to use the telescope with it.
Is that going to be your 11-11?
You know who I saw at the VMAs?
Who?
Fucking Danity Kane.
Well, how many of them?
Two of them.
Okay. So which one was Danity and which one was Kane?
That one and then the other one.
Can someone put a picture of Danity Kane holding canes and say,
Candy canes?
This is them now. Feel old yet?
Yeah.
Because they've got canes.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's fine. What's one thing you bought this summer?
I bought. Well, first thing that came to mind was that clothing that I bought that I then returned.
Cool. Great. I love it.
I bought a plant. Hmm. Did I tell you about my dead plant?
You know what I invested in? Tank tops.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of black tank tops.
Wow.
Wear them a lot.
Wow.
It's my brand. My brand's elevating.
I did just buy, I know, just bought an umbrella for the beach. I went to the beach during the hiatus.
Oh my God, I have an umbrella. I have a rainbow umbrella in my trunk. You can have it.
Oh, well now you tell me that's a beach umbrella?
It's a beach umbrella.
Do you still have that little chair in there too?
I think I stole it. No chair.
Just an umbrella.
Yes, because I got it for the DFTBA calendar 2 years
ago. In 2013.
And I haven't opened my trunk since.
I know. I can tell by all the dead leaves that are in there.
Thank you.
Did you go to the beach this summer?
No. My God. What do you think I am? Garbage? Sand everywhere. Sand under your toenails.
Listen.
Sand in your asshole. Tease my animal.
There was...
Have you ever been to a nude beach?
I have.
Oh, yeah. We went together in Barcelona.
That wasn't really like... Oh, I guess it was.
I saw a dick.
I guess it was. I've been to two nude beaches, I guess, then.
You went to one in San Francisco, didn't you?
No, I never went to that one. And I went to one in Miami when I was like 18.
Whoa.
For spring break. I got crazy. It was like my sophomore year and I had just gone to spring break.
Oh, my God. Right. Wait. Was I with you?
No, you were literally like in seventh grade.
Oh, my God. Seventh grade was a good year. Didn't have a good school picture, though.
Wait, actually, my sophomore year would have been your sophomore year.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's when I had my good picture.
Yeah, that's what I was
serving
trying to
good,
get at.
Good.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Oh, my God.
You were living.
Oh, my God. Well, Corey, now that we're back from our little summer hiatus.
There should be, like, one last question.
I guess my question is, what do you want for this upcoming year? What are you looking forward to?
What's going on in your life?
Season two of Psychobabble.
I want... all the hashtags. I want guests.
You know what? I want five more good guests. I want some Psychobabble merch for Christmas.
Oh.
I want all the listeners to tell one person that they should be a listener to.
I want Psychobabble merch for the holiday season because I'm not problematic.
Oh. Did I say Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, I meant it. So, all my Jewish people, God bless you.
Well, if we had 12 merch items, they could get 12 different, one for each day.
Oh, my God.
I think that's how Hanukkah works.
Oh, my God. You know what? I haven't spun a dreidel in decades.
Well, let's save it for the rest of season 2.
Can we do a Hanukkah episode?
Probably.
God bless. Now that we're back from our little hiatus, let us know what you want from season 2. Give us some weird
topics.
I want some.
Remember
like,
when?
What? A turtle
I was gonna
episode?
Say a whole episode of turtles? Who would
give
have
us? Give
it?
Us an episode that you think we could do 30 minutes of. That's a challenge. Use the hashtag Psychobabble's back. And we're going to fulfill those. And if we do your episode, we're going to give you a shout out. We're going to give you that promo.
Follow me on Twitter.
Oh my God.
And follow Tyler on Twitter. I'm sure you know how to do it.
Subscribe to Psychobabble. And like I said, I want you to get one person to listen.
Yes.
Yeah. If each of you gets one person to be a little cycle baby, God bless you. Or Satan bless you.
Or my God. Northwest bless you.
Anyway. Okay. We got to go. Love you. Later.